This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote. U.S. President Joe Biden granted temporary refuge Thursday to people from Hong Kong amid the Chinese government's effort to crush the pro-democracy movement and tighten its control on the city. Biden signed a memorandum allowing people from Hong Kong currently residing here in the U.S. to live and work in the country for 18 months, a move likely to further inflame the already tense relations between Washington and Beijing. The decision to provide a temporary safe haven comes in response to Hong Kong's sweeping new national security law, which took effect in June. Since then, police have arrested at least 100 opposition politicians, activists, and demonstrators. Changes have also been made to Hong Kong's election laws to reduce the number of directly elected lawmakers and give a largely pro-Beijing committee the leeway to nominate lawmakers aligned with the mainland government. Two Belarusian coaches have been stripped of their Tokyo Olympics accreditations over an alleged attempt to force a sprinter to fly home, an incident that drew international condemnation. The International Olympic Committee on Friday said it had removed the accreditations of the coaches and they had left the Olympic Village. The body said this week that it was investigating the pair over their role in the case of Kristina Tymonoskaya, who sought protection at a Tokyo airport to avoid being put on a plane home. She said she feared for her life if forced back to Belarus, which has been wrapped by political upheaval and a crackdown on dissent after disputed elections that returned strongman Alexander Lukashenko to power last year. Via remote, this is